had a dream the other night. Now, in my dream, our national bird had become the ostrich.
How much can she take? How much can she give? How much is too much, and how much longer can she live? As we turn our backs and turn our eyes and pretend we don't see. If ignorance is bliss, then full of bliss are we.
Good morning and welcome to Eco Talk. We have a very exciting show for you this morning. It's all about a gigantuan event happening in San Francisco this week. Historic, in fact. It's World Environment Day. It's the United Nations World Environment Day. The acronym is UNWED for that, kind of a strange acronym for something environmental. Has nothing to do with wedded bliss or not. And we're going to have mayors from around the country. There's going to be people coming from around the world, in fact. And this is the first time that the United Nations World Environment Day, which is actually 5 days, is being held in the United States, and there's a reason that it's being held in San Francisco. This is the 60th anniversary of the signing of the United Nations Charter. So in the studios with me, I have Van Jones. He is the founding director of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights based in Oakland. He's going to tell us all about that. He's been really instrumental in planning the many events that will take place between June 1st and 5th, specifically on the environmental justice track. Also, Vivian Chang. She is the executive director of the Asian Pacific Environmental Network, and she'll be talking about also not only her group's work, but what will be taking place during WED. If you think, well, I don't live in San Francisco, or I do, but I can't participate, this show is not for me, stay tuned. It is. This is just a very exciting opportunity to get people who are concerned about the environment everywhere, from the grassroots, you know, organizing level, to Kofi Annan from the United Nations and in between. And there are something like 20 to 30 events happening all around the city and Bay Area, actually, each of the 5 days. And I want to be at each one of them. I don't know how I can possibly do that. So, Van, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
And tell us about how you got involved in planning this.
Sure. Well, one of the things that I think is really exciting about this particular World Environment Day event is, you know, there have been 30-plus of these over the past 30-plus years. They've been in every, you know, city, every continent, never once in North America.
Why is that?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, one of the things where, you know, you're thinking about the environmental problems of the world, and sometimes it's this big blind spot. It's like, where is the real environmental problem coming from? And so finally, somebody got a clue and said, hey, why don't we go to the United States, which is obviously the biggest polluter, the biggest consumer, and talk about cities. We have this massive thing that's happening all around the world of urbanization. People are saying that, you know, 75% of all people will be living in cities, like, in the next 30 years. Well, if those cities are being run the way that these cities are being run, we're going to have major climate change problems, pollution problems, and, you know, human health problems, etc. So the theme of this conference is green cities. And when I heard that, I got so excited because the work that I do in cities, you know, where there are brown fields, where community health is an issue, asthma epidemic, cancer clusters, learning disabilities, birth defects, all of these things that are disproportionately hitting people of color, low-income people who live in cities. I said, well, geez, if there's going to be a Green Cities Conference, I want to make sure that those issues are front and center. So we contacted the UN, we contacted the city of San Francisco, and said, hey, let's create a social equity track so that the environmental justice people, the grassroots, who are people of color, the brown folks in these so-called should-be green cities, can have a place. And they said, that's great. And so we've been working with, you know, local environmental heroes like Vivian Chang, who's here, and others, AJ from Communities for a Better Environment, Juliet Ellis from Urban Habitat, the folks from the Silicon Valley Toxic Coalition, the real grassroots heroes and sheroes of the urban environmental movement that gets very little attention.
Did you say sheroes?
Heroes and sheroes.
I like that.
And we have them, we have so many of them, but they get very little attention from the mainstream environmental movement, which is often talking about, you know, global issues, etc. And they don't get much attention from the media. So we said, hey, listen, let's make sure this conference lifts those heroes and sheroes up. So
great.
That's what we're doing.
Lots of questions, but let's check in with Vivian first. And sure. What is your role in this event? We're really excited to see the World Environment Day happen here in San Francisco, and we particularly want to thank the Ella Baker Center for taking the leadership in coordinating the social equity track. I think that we're at a very critical junction when we think about the environmental movement and the environmental justice movement, and what path we take is entirely up to us. And so the fact that the World Environment Day is happening now is incredibly timely. I see the social equity track as really being the place where we're going to engage around some of the hard questions around which path we take. And those are the places that where I see that the real conversations are going to happen. So we're really excited to see it happening.
Give us a sense of how many and what types of events are planned around the social equity track.
Sure. We have 11 events that are planned throughout the 5 days. Now, what you have to understand is that this is a major global eco summit. There are mayors of cities from around the world who are going to be here. You think to yourself, well, you know, I think about Kyoto, I think about these big, you know, presidents and parliaments. Aren't those the people who are really supposed to deal with the environment? When you really think about it, it's, you know, local mayors set the policy around transportation, land use, etc. They have as big an impact on the world's environment as anybody else.
And when our federal government and president administration is not taking
things...
When
they are missing in action or up to no good,
Then others have to step in, including local communities. In fact, our next show is going to be part two on WED. We're going to have some of those mayors on the show, hoping to get the mayor of Seattle, who is spearheading an effort to get cities, you know, to sign on to Kyoto in their own way.
Right, and so it's in that spirit that this particular conference is being convened. Local mayors, even if President Bush doesn't want to sign Kyoto, if every mayor in the country signs Kyoto, Kyoto is effectively signed.
I love it.
You know, so this is basically the thrust. Also very exciting is that we're going to have mayors coming here from China in very large numbers. You know, as China comes online, becomes an economic superpower, if they power up...
Becomes oil addicted.
Well, if they power up on the dirty side, it becomes a problem. But if they power up in a clean way and in a green way, not only can China help to lift the Chinese people to where they belong in terms of being able to have a functioning economy, but they can do it in a way that sets a great standard for the rest of the developing world. So... the events that we are going to have are going to be foregrounding the need in our communities, African-American communities, Latino communities, Asian-American communities, for a new environmental commitment from city governments to ensure our health and also to create the kind of environmental policies that lead to job creation for us. Green-collar jobs where we can be putting solar cells up in our communities, solar panels, where we can be doing permaculture and, you know, rainwater reclamation.
And getting paid for it.
And getting paid
jobs.
For it. And so that is the kind of new urban environmental politics that can deal with the question of community health, community safety, the environmental issues, but most importantly, the economic needs of our community. Not only should our homelands be powering up appropriately, our community should also be powering up appropriately.
I love it. It's brilliant. I mean, it takes sort of a lose-lose into a win-win.
That's
what we
want.
Good for the people who will have jobs that are productive and important, and it's obviously better for the communities that will benefit from cleaner air, cleaner water.
Right.
And you have a program called Reclaim the Future that you are announcing during WED?
Yes, we are, and I'm excited to talk about that. And the other thing I want to also make sure that we talk about is, on the one hand, there's this whole set of possibilities of you know, new solutions, new green-collar jobs, and there's a present reality of disproportionate poisoning of communities of color, disproportionate pollution, you know, frankly, low-income communities, especially where people of color live, become the dumping grounds for everybody's stuff. And so we want the perils to be front and center and the promise.
Obviously because they don't have the money or clout to fight it.
Exactly.
So other communities might say, not in my backyard, more successfully.
Exactly. And so then our backyards become the dumping ground for everybody else's not in my backyard politics.
And we can talk more about it after the break, but in the last minute and a half before we do take a break, Reclaim the Future is about creating green jobs, not jails.
Yes. Reclaim the Future is a new effort. Our slogan is green jobs, not jails. So we're trying to talk about what would real community safety look like. A safe community is not the community with the most police and the most prisons. If you look around, the safest communities have the best jobs and the best education. And so we're saying that's what we want as a community safety strategy in our neighborhoods, and we don't want jobs that poison the community. We want jobs that actually lift the community up. That's our Reclaim the Future message.
Wow. And are you beginning to see some of the fruits of that? I imagine you've kind of done a pilot where you work in Oakland.
Yes. You know, we are just beginning to partner now with workforce development folks who work with young people who are at risk of being incarcerated if they don't get the job skills, and with people who are coming home from prison. See, our view is that we don't have any throwaway kids. We don't have any throwaway neighborhoods. We don't have any throwaway nations, resources, species. It's all sacred. And we want to see urban policy run as if all of our resources and all of our people are sacred.
Wow. And on that note, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Eco Talk on Air America Radio. We're talking about the upcoming historic event in San Francisco, World Environment Day, June 1st through 5th. Stay with us.
Finally realize that our tomorrow's